IAS Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Sylvia Traganida, and with me today is Senior Editor Mark Mann. He's going to talk to us about the recent WASDE report in the US. So Mark, the US Department of Agriculture recently released the September World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate, the WASDE report, which showed it expects lower corn and soybean production, with both crops expected to have reduced yields. So can you tell us what the agency is forecasting?
Yes, hello everyone. The September WASDE said that U.S. corn production is now forecasted at 14.9 billion bushels. This is down 378 million bushels from last month and is based on the lower yield forecast and reduction in harvest area. For soybean production, it is being projected now at 4.3 billion bushels, down 112 million bushels based on the lower yield forecast at 51.9 bushels per acre, which represents a reduction of 1.4 bushels per acre from the August WASDE. Part of this cutting of production is due to the extreme weather events that we've seen here in the U.S. since August, which are thought to hurt the crops, especially the recent tropical systems that have made landfall. Also, it's likely, as they have demonstrated before, that the USDA probably overestimated the crop potential earlier in this year.
I see. So this drop in yield we're seeing, how do you see that impacting the U.S. fertilizer market?
It actually should probably be positive because the media result is that crop prices have strengthened just as harvest is underway for many, and that has a correlation with the amount of fertilizers they will purchase for either fall applications or to stock up with cheaper valued material for next spring. As crop prices rise, so does the willingness to spend more on inputs. It goes hand in hand. If it plays out as some project, this could be a good period upcoming for buying and inputting of volumes, especially for nitrogen.
So what else did the latest WASDE have to say about corn?
They said that corn supplies are going to be reduced from last month with a smaller crop more than offsetting greater beginning stocks, mostly due to lower estimated exports. Also, the amount of corn used for ethanol has been lowered by 100 million bushels. This is based on the continued slow recovery in motor gasoline demand as a result of the virus pandemic. For corn, exports are raised 100 million bushels, but with supply falling more than use, corn ending stocks are lowered 253 million bushels from last month. Finally, the USDA has raised the corn price by 40 cents to $3.50 per bushel.
All right, so the same question for soybeans. What did the latest WASDE have to say about this crop?
The other things for soybean is that the USDA said with soybean crush and exports unchanged, ending stocks are now projected at 460 million bushels. That's down 150 million bushels from last month. The report also raised the soybean season average price by 90 cents to now stand at $9.25 per bushel.
I see. So when will the next WASDE be released?
The next WASDE is coming out on 9th of October.
We will keep an eye on it for sure. So thank you for explaining that and thank you for joining us, Mark. So please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Fertilizer Update or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Sylvia Traganida.
And for Mark Milam here in the US, thank you for joining us.